Hey, OC. JP Urban here to get you ready for the Eagles playoff showdown versus the LA Rams this Sunday. It's going to be a fun game to watch with snowfall during kickoff. The only thing that separates the Eagles from the coveted Lombardi Trophy is just 3 wins. Yes, only 3 wins, but we have to take it one game at a time, and next on our hit list is LA. The Rams have a city on their back, and they're looking sharp and focused, coming off a very impressive 27-9 win against Minnesota, where Stafford looks surgical, dissecting and gashing the Vikings for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Rams' defensive unit produced 9 sacks and a game-changing turnover that led to rookie Jared Verse leaping into the end zone for a touchdown. Verse has been a huge part of the Rams' success with 5 sacks and 2 forced fumbles this season. And other key factors for LA are all-pro receiving duo Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. As we look at the Eagles, they come out of the gate strong last week with a forced fumble against Green Bay. However, their offense looked dormant and sluggish at times and made a lot of fans mad, including my grandpa, Rick Urban. The defense for the Birds led the way, forcing key turnovers and big stops when it mattered most. The Rams and Eagles met this year already in Week 12, and the Birds took care of business 37-20 on the back of Saquon Barkley, who decimated the Rams for 302 total yards and 2 scores. I expect this matchup to be closer, but I believe my Eagles will cage up Sean McVay's offensive game plan. As the Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio had his number in past years, and I know Jalen Hurts is going to be eager and motivated to put up some points after a down game last week. With the Eagles having linebacker N'Kobe Dean out, I expect Zach Bond to step up big like he's done all year. I'm predicting 2 Saquon Barkley touchdowns and an Eagles W. I'm JP Urban, and that's my take.